now we come to the second part of our report back. There are three burning issues today in South Africa and in the world and so forth. One is regarding our masajid. Remember that, must the masjid remain open or must the masajid remain closed? That's the first issue I want to discuss. The second issue is regarding these vaccines. So that is what we will discuss from Islamic point of view. And third one is the issue of the Shias. So each one we will give you five minutes, and inshallah we'll make two podcasts. My brother Lucky, I told him I want two podcasts for today. One is the entire report back, and it is entitled, that is, mashallah, that trip to Mayfair. And one is that last 15 minutes or so, 17 minutes, and that will be the masajid. So if you want, we'll send out both to you. Don't worry, you don't have to do recording. We will send it to you. So you relax, don't worry. Number one, that you see some maulvis, some sheikhs, some imams, they trying to justify the closing of the mosque and the masajid, and they use a book called Tariq al-Tabari. And remember, that is not the title of the book. The title of the book is Tariq al-Umam wal-Muluk. But it's called Tariq al-Tabari because the author is known as Ibn Jarir Tabari. So irrespective, that's fine. But now, when we go and make research. So I asked Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, Hazrat, because I asked him this question many times in the past, but I wanted real substance, you know. So Hazrat told me, go see the book I wrote. And last night I was busy with all that. So every Maulvi, every Sheikh, every Imam, every person who knows Urdu, Arabic, do yourself a favor. Go and read Badrul Layali. So that is Hazrat's book. Today is Badr. Laylatul Badr, full moon. So Badrul Layali is the commentary of Bad'ul Amali. And go see what Hazrat wrote about Ibn Jarir Tabari and the book he wrote. In a summarized formation, I'll just give it to you. Ibn Jarir Tabari is a Shia, according to Muhakkikin Ulama. Now imagine our Ulama, so-called Ulama, really you should call them, that they are relying on works written by a Shia. In his book, Hazrat has written that so many places he curses Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He writes, Alayhi la'anatullah, ay ala Muawiyah la'anahullah. Openly he writes, can you call a person like that a Sunni who's cursing Sahaba? A person who was the Khalifa of this Ummah for almost 20 years. From the year 41, when Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu handed over the Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah and he passes away in the year 60 Rajab. Can you call a person like that? The book that you're relying on and you give a reference with the fairy tale stories, so many of the Rawis, reporters, they are 100% Shia Kufar. Abu Mukhnaf, he's the biggest Shia reporter that. So remember that whole story, that when the Ta'un Amwas, the plague and the pandemic of Amwas took place, call it plague, whatever you want to. So whether 25,000 people, 30,000, so all that, some people said 70,000, but that's exaggeration. So anyway, you must remember to say that Sahaba and them ran away to the mountain, all fairy tales, all that. That's all Shia propaganda. They want the Sahaba to look bad in the eyes of the people. Show us through authentic sanad and chain. So I discussed with you briefly, Ibn Jarir Tabari is Shia. I gave you the book, go read everything there. And what he writes, remember in his Tariq book, remember majority of the places, he relies on the Shia Kufar. But amazing, our Maulvis, who does research today? Just cut and paste. So you must remember, they put their Tariq Tabari, go see in the letters they're sending out and so forth. So that's the first point. Second point, who gives you the right, you Maulvi, you Sheikh, you Imam, you Mufti, to close the masjid? Does it belong to you? Does it belong to your family? Does it belong to anybody? It belongs to Allah. Wa anna al-masajida lillah. The masajid belongs solely only to Almighty Allah. Therefore, to be make it a masjid, it must be waqf, the land, the structure, the building, the carpets, everything. So remember, Allah Jalla Wala is the sole owner. No one. Now this is the crime committed in South Africa. A blot and a stain on these Maulvis. Just now you'll get all the names, don't worry. So you must remember that they committed the crime like how the people committed the crime in Lut alayhi salam's time. When you study Islam from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna wa Shafiuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam's time, you must remember never did masjid close, never. Any place where the Anbiya, their followers were worshipping, never ever closed. And in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam till today, till 2020, let's use our Gregorian calendar to make it easy for you. You can't prove that the whole country, the towns, the cities were ever closed, the masjid and so forth. So you must remember it's unprecedented in Islamic history. That the masajid closed. When there's wars, when there's pandemics, people must go more to the masjid. The men to the masjid, women more at home, must be praying, crying, begging, petitioning Allah. But we have our crooked maulvis, sheikhs and imams, they close the masjid. And unprecedented, remember, is this. Allah Ta'ala says regarding the people of Lut alayhi salam, when they were there in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, that is there in the land of occupied Palestine today, we've been there several times, alhamdulillah. Allah says, Ma sabakakum biha min ahadim min al-alamin. No one before them ever committed the crime of homosexuality and sodomy. It is the disgrace of the South African Maulvis and ulama, or if you can call them ulama, to me to call them ulama, I feel very shy. So the disgrace of these people, yeah, that they went to court. Unprecedented in any Arab country, Muslim country, any country, Maulvis going to court. The issue was Majlisul Ulama, they appointed two people, go there, make an application. Our senior lawyer, senior counsel, advocate, Hafiz, Firoz Bouda, and mashallah, senior counsel, Hafizahullah, and his team, Zahir Umar, his son, mashallah, Abu Bakr, and all of them, Yusuf Dokrat, all of them helping. But the Maulvis had to show they are Ja'at. That we have to curry favor with the government. And then they went in as friends of the court. For what? For what we are asking? So that to curry favor with the corrupt government. So you had no business to be there. You shamed yourself till the day of Qiyamah. And remember, it's unprecedented in Islam that people went to court to close the masjid. And then when the public knocked you and criticized you, you tried every trick to somersault and you disgraced yourself even more. Quran says when you go and you close the masajid, وَمَنْ أَظُلَّمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Who can be the biggest zalim, the biggest oppressor, transgressor, tinpot dictator that prevents people? Your father's masjid, you close the masjid in Cape Town, in Johannesburg, in Durban, and wherever else. So you must remember, absolutely haram it is. Therefore, today you can see the repercussions. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِذْيُ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them, remember, there's disgrace, everlasting disgrace. Their children will be ashamed to say, my father and them did this. You can see it already. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them, remember, is a terrible, horrible, grievous punishment in the year after. So remember that that is the first issue. Even now, the government didn't tell you. The taxis are going full. The planes are going full. The beaches are full. So who gives you the right? When we enter the masjid, we say, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, open the doors of mercy for us. But you say the masjid is a super spreader of COVID. Inna lillahi. Have you got iman? Ask yourself, have you got faith? So we condemn it in the strongest terms, ka'in and mankan. In any part of the world, Arab country, Muslim country, our country, wherever the masajid are closed, you must remember by governments. My Muslim countries is worse. They got authority and yet they closed it. So yeah, if the government closes it, then it's different. But you closed it before and now again you're closing it. Remember, before the government says so. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. An absolute disgrace. Therefore, that's first issue. Second issue, vaccine. I'm sending out, go to my Telegram account and see that the king of vaccines and the doctors and so, they admitting that they using alcohol, they using the fetus, whether it's the tissues of the fetus, whether it is the lungs of the tissue of the fetus, whether it is the heart of the fetus. So that one doctor, big professor, he says for the one vaccine, they use 74 or 76, yes, he said 76 fetus. Just to make the one drug. But these same Maulvis, these same people to curry favor with the government. 2-3 years ago, they said it, wheat said is haram, and it got porcine, it got pork in it, and they legalized it. And again now they're going on TV. What do you expect from people who go on TV to sell Islam? Somebody is a director of TV, somebody is a presenter of TV. They can't even look at their teachers in the face. They studied Hifz here, they studied so-called Alim there, and their teachers told them, take your name out, take my name out, you're not my student, you're a disgrace. So imagine, do you want to really put your deen in the hands of these scholars for dollars who have sold the deen of Islam? I'm asking you. You think properly, they're selling the deen. So you must remember this type of, openly they're selling the deen. So these vaccines are totally haram. Remember that. If you want academic discussions, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, whether you like the man or hate the man is irrespective. The man saved one masjid day in P.E. soul alone. His karamat loves. These shaitans, Hizbul Shaitan, close the masjid. You make your choice. Therefore, you the public, you the young ulama and other ulama, my advice to you, you must join either Majlisul Ulama or either join Wifakul Ulama. Stay away from this Hizbu Shaitan. Third one, I challenge them so many a time. Why do you not make a public statement regarding the Kuffar Shia? You go on TV, you go on radio, every now and then you're giving a statement. I see they're no more putting their names. They feel even ashamed to put their name. They put their committee now. So you must remember these type of things because they know the criticism they're getting from the public. So you must remember that is absolutely haram, this vaccines. Shias, I just sent out last week, few days ago, that the Shias in Iran promoting muta, prostitution, everything. All documented. That is one example. They are sabbu sahaba, selling, swearing, cursing sahaba. It's not kufr. So you must remember they are saying that the Quran Sharif has got 17,000 verses mentioned in Usulul Kafi. It's not kufr. They rejecting of ahadith. They are swearing, cursing of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and Sayyidina Amir and Muawiyah among the men. They say these four biggest shaitans, Allah forbid. Swearing, cursing, and saying Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa in Jahannam, the honorable wives, mothers of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why can't you speak? You will upset the government because our government got good ties with Iran. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. You're selling the deen. Are you not ashamed? So my time is up now. This is what I want to say. We will send you everything. Whether you are MJC of Cape Town, whether you are the Jamiat in Fortsburg who call themselves Jusa, the real Jusa is Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. But anyway, there's a separate discussion. So they call themselves Jusa. This is our challenge to you as well. And to you, Darul Ihsan in Durban, that why don't you speak to the public and say, this is our challenge to you. Say to the public, yes, we made, and all the others, but these are the main three, one in Cape, one in Johannesburg, one in Durban. Then why don't you tell the public, you made a big mess, a big mistake by going to court? Because you are the people who went to court on the name of Uksa. Only Jamiat KwaZulu Natal and at one group day in PE, so they were not part of it. The rest were part. But you, I'm addressing you. The MJC, Jusa, in Fortsburg, and Darul Ihsan in Durban. Why don't you apologize? If you don't apologize, then remember you have already joined Hizbu Shaitan. It is your pride and your arrogance that will not allow you to apologize. Aba wastakbara. That is what Shaitan did. He denied and rejected it, playing of words. We didn't close the masjid, we suspended it. Who are you fooling? So you must remember that you need to apologize. You don't apologize, that disgrace will continue for centuries. Remember, you did something unprecedented from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time till now. You went to court to close the masajid. No Jumu'ah, no Jamaat Salat. Are you not ashamed of yourself? Tomorrow you have to stand in the court of Allah. Do you really have true iman by doing such actions? Second one, my challenge to you, why don't you go make the Shia kuffar publicly? Are you carrying favor with the Shia? Somebody swears your father, mother publicly, you will make a big noise. They cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha. You're not defending them. Don't you feel ashamed? So that is my second challenge. First challenge, apologize for going to court and say it was a mistake. But I know you won't do it because you will lose favor with the government. Second one, we're telling you to make takfir of the Shia. And that also I know you won't do. And the third one, say that this vaccine for the COVID-19 is absolutely haram and no Muslim is allowed to take it. I know you all went on TV and all that futile and foolish statements you all made. You must remember it's not worth the paper on which it is. If you don't do so, we have done it in the past and it's already working. You're going begging town to town, going city to city. Please give us money. Please give us money. Zillatul ulama indal aghniya. I passed this fatwa many, many months ago. I reiterate the fatwa. It's haram to give money to Jusa. It's haram to give money to Darul Ihsan. It's haram to give money to Majlis, to the MJC. So these three organizations, till they don't do these three things, remember it's haram to give them lillah, zakat, any form of monetary assistance. May Almighty Allah protect us from these scholars who sell the deen and ulama esu, and they answer these questions. Everybody knows what you did regarding the masajid. Everybody knows what your stance is on the Shias. Don't come tell me you did it 5 years ago. We're speaking of now. Issue a fatwa now. And third one is, tell us that vaccine is haram, then we can speak. Otherwise, remember, we will call openly. You know my style, I'll tell you straight in your face. So you must remember, it's haram to give you all money because you're selling this deen of Islam. May Almighty Allah protect us from Dajjal and Imma Imudillin, as mentioned in the authentic hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is, remember, now the time for my brother Al-Amin Templeton to continue with his program from Barakallahu Fik. Remember the three questions: masajid, vaccines, and Shias. Wa akhiru da'wana anil alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.